Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. It is French Toast Friday all up in here, and it is French Fry Friday, honey. You know, because mama loves her some French fries. You know what I'm saying. Listen, I could be related to Ronald McDonald. You know what I'm saying. I like French fries so much, Ronald McDonald needs to be paying me because I'm in McDonald's all the time, in and out, in and out, in and out. I'm telling you, I need to have some stocks in Ronald McDonald. I really do. They need to just pay me because I'm telling you, I've been eating them hot French fries going north and going south, honey. When I drive on my way to work, I got to stop and get me some McDonald French fries. And then in the evening when I'm coming back, I'm going to get me a Frosty and some French fries, baby. Yes, I am. All up in here, up in here. Listen, broadcast live from the Windy City. It is windy on tonight, y'all. Y'all know it's always cold up in here. It is always cold. What I really need to get me a man. That's what I need. You know, these covers really ain't doing the job. I really need to get a man. But listen, these days you can't put in no application for no man. You got to really be careful. I'm telling you, you got to have undercover background checks on folks. You got to find out where they been, where they going, what they done did and all like that. Because I'm telling you, honey, you got to protect your person. You got to protect your person, ladies. If you want them boss, ladies, you got to protect your person because you got gold in your purse, and I'm telling you, you got some folks out here that can smell your purse, baby. I'm telling you, and I ain't talking about no purse on your shoulder. You thought I was talking about the gold, didn't you? Well, look out now. This is broadcast live from the Windy City. It's cloudy out here. About 32 degrees. You know what I'm saying. It's January 27th. 2023. It is 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, and the U.K., and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. That's GumboRum. GumboRum.com. I do have two different flavors in stock, which is natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gump. Baby, bash it. Don't you better keep on walking up out of here, baby. Steve Gum is the hardest retired man. I'm telling you, he worked harder than Steve Harvey. You know what I'm saying. Steve Harvey is 65. I think he's about 65 years old. And Steve Gum is 65 years old. I'm telling you, both of them work really hard. Only difference is Steve Gum ain't making no money. You hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen. I got some bad music on tonight, baby. Before I get into it, I want y'all to get into this. While you're on Facebook, use keyword the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I'll greatly appreciate it. Come on, internet. Come on. Do it. Come on. Oh, my goodness. What they doing? Come on. Oh. Come on. Oh. Come on. Come on. Do it. Come on. Yeah, baby, your music is being heard all over the world. Going to get into it with independent artist Holden Swagger. Yes, indeed. S-W-O-N-T-E-R and independent artist Homan Q. Going to get into it. But first, let me tell y'all something. I was over on Twitter. I like to send the Spotify links over on Twitter, because a lot of different people do ask for the Spotify links from the music. So I'm trying to get it out there and create new opportunities for independent artists. Y'all, look. Y'all know the price of eggs is real high and everything like that. You know, I don't even eat regular eggs. I like my little vegan eggs. They high too, shit. They high. They $5. You know what I mean? They $5. But I don't eat boiled eggs and all like that. So anyway, let me tell you this. Y'all know I'm in love with Snoop Dogg. That's old news. It's old news. I'm going to tell you again anyway. So anyway, I was looking at Snoop Dogg's Twitter page. And he says, he got this up here. He just tweeted this about 2 minutes ago. He says, or somebody says, who page was he? He was on somebody's page. He do so many retweets, I don't be knowing who doing and saying what. Now, this person put, I went to the store for eggs and milk, and I left out with Snoop Dogg wine. So listen, and got this big old picture of some kind of little Muppet. And you know what I'm saying. Let me go to the person that did the tweet. Oh, somebody named Alex, whoever Alex is. I don't know who Alex is. And he got on his profile, struggling from the womb to the tomb. Oh, that's blowing my mind. That blows my mind. I want to follow him just to even kind of talk to him and encourage him. Nah, this is for real. I cannot make this up. He has on his Twitter profile as his bio, he's struggling from the womb to the tomb. Ain't nowhere in the West. Hell, I'm going to say I've been struggling from the womb, and then I'm going to struggle to the tomb. I don't think so. You know, somewhere in between, you're supposed to be trying to make a plan and make some kind of blueprint. Listen, let Mama tell y'all. You're supposed to be trying to make a plan with your life. I don't understand people that cannot get themselves together at some point in their life. I don't understand it. Now, listen, y'all know I am a trained, licensed life coach. Let me just put it on out there. I have my paper. I got so many computers. It's in one of them computers. It's between here and my mama's house, okay? I got about 12 computers at my mama's house, it's in one of them papers, but I got my papers, okay? I just got to put that out there. Now, listen, I don't understand. Somebody that's 25, I understand 25. Sometimes people don't get their game together. Now, listen, I use myself as an example. Like Steve Harvey always uses himself as an example. You don't want to talk about nobody. When I was 25, I had my game together. I don't mind saying it. Now, listen, I worked real hard, and I partied, showing up really even harder. Yes, I did, but I had it together. And I always had money in my pocket. I had money in my pocket. You know, went wherever I wanted to go. Bought whatever I wanted to buy. Wasn't no problem. Took care of my mama. Paid the bills. Did whatever I wanted to do. Help her out as much as I wanted to. Now, listen. So I don't understand this. Now, this is coming from the strength of this tweet from this person saying that they are struggling from the womb to the tomb. Never, ever let that be your mantra. See, listen. This is a person that does not understand what a mantra is. M-A-N-T-R-A. When you make something your mantra, that is your life, baby. That is your life, darling. So listen, he is creating a frequency and an energy that he's going to struggle until he dies. I think not. You know, I don't even think I would take him as a client to try to help straighten. I don't even think I would. He ain't got enough money even to pay me to even take him as a client, because you know what? Strongholds is hard to break. I know I'm supposed to play some music. I'm going to get to that in 1 minute. That's a stronghold. See, that is something that is in his mind. When you got something in your mind that has a stronghold on you and it's all your fault, it's hard to break that mess up because you've created a way of thinking for a number of years. When you have created a way of thinking for a number of years, it takes that much longer to do what? Twine the web. So it's just like a spider. A spider has created a web around his mind. So in order to dilute the web, he has to create a whole new way of thinking. So it's going to take a long time to unravel that, and that is a whole lot of mess. I am telling you what's true. We just need to rerun it to a psychiatrist somewhere really, really fast and really, really quick. So listen, and people don't want to pay life coaches, and they think people life coaches don't earn their money. You better believe they do. You better believe it. People don't want to pay that $100 an hour. That's why you got to make sure. Listen. Okay, I'm going to get into that later, but let me get to the music. I was going to tell y'all how to get your clients when you're charging $100 an hour for coaching fees. People will pay what they got to pay to get free from what they got to get free from. Listen, you better believe whatever line of industry or whatever line of work you're in, people will pay a price. I keep seeing this stuff on social media about folks not wanting to pay the cost and then charge. If you are a person that has core. You're offering something of value. People will pay whatever it is that you are charging. Now, listen, let me get on down to this music. Let me get on. Oh, God, that was a free one. 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 Okay. Independent artist Holden Swogan, S-W-O-N-G-E-R, 17-year-old. He is doing it. He is doing it. He put, now, listen, on this song, I'm going to play. Y'all listen to this guitar. He is singing on this guitar. Listen, his finger is picking on that guitar, and it is singing some kind of loud. He's doing his thing, honey. This is called Incesticide. Incesticide. That guitar, he can get on damn with it. 17 years old, independent artist. Last name is S-W-O-N-G-E-R. He is doing it. You know, he's doing what he do. It is Incesticide. Yeah, he's got a voice. You know, it's just like, wow. You know, you really can't compare him to too many people. But his image, like I was telling you guys the other day, his image reminds me of, you know, everybody was in love with Greg Brady when they were doing the singing. He had this, Greg Brady had this image with the glasses and the funky look that was really hot, So Holden, you know, work on your image thing. You know, don't forget to work on your image thing. I'm telling you, you come out with look, honey. Oh, my goodness. You know what I'm saying? Music and image. You know, that's what really sells. See, listen, I like to tell independent artists this. Artists that's already up to, at the top of their game, that's at the top of the food chain, they what? They got an image, y'all. They got an image. They got a certain way that they're coming out every single time that you see them, whether it looks crazy, whether you agree with it or not, whether they got pink hair, purple hair, no matter what they're doing, they are serving it up.
You know, and that is the point. When it comes to millionaire music, you have to serve it up. A lot of times people think that it doesn't matter, I could just put whatever. And, you know, people understand you're just getting started out. You can't really put out what you want to put out, that certain look. But listen, it don't take a whole lot. It really don't. It don't take a whole lot. People have sent me pictures. They're in the garage. You know, I'm like, what in the world am I supposed to be doing with that? You know, they're standing on top of dead man bones and all kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So, listen, you got to serve up. You got to serve up where you want to get to. You know what I mean? Just because you're starting at point A, B, C, or D does not mean you can't serve it up to Z. So listen, it's like this. You got the alphabet. You're starting at A, but you still got to work on serving it up to Z. You know what I'm saying up in here. You know, and then when you create your on-stage name, see, listen, the whole package goes together. I'm talking about Holden because he got a voice, y'all. He got something to sell. He got a stamp on his voice. He got a stamp on his guitar. So listen, the only thing he's got to do is keep on working on the package. Keep on working on the image of what he's serving up. You're serving something up to the masses. Listen, you got to think about your music going out and reaching the masses, not just a small little people. You know what I mean? Because your fan base is what's going to push you, what's going to drive you. Your fan base is who is going to stick with you. I'm telling you, the people that like your music, that hears your voice, that hears your music, they're going to stick with you. Ain't going nowhere. Fans ain't going nowhere. It's one thing about this world. Fans are loyal. They are loyal. They are loyal. They are loyal. When you have a distinctive sound like what Holden had, I love his sound. When you have a distinctive sound like that, your fans ain't going nowhere. They're going to stay with you no matter what you're putting out, what you're making. And I can give you 8,000 examples of artists. Fans will stick with you. Yeah, they will. If you keep serving up the same flavor and the same type of quality, they ain't going nowhere. They're going to stay with you, okay? So listen, I got another song that's coming up by independent artist Holman Q. Holman Q. He is a photographer in Hawaii. Holman Q found their beginning in late-night drum circles on Miami Beach. Now, I'm liking it. I've been a lot of different places, but I ain't been to Miami yet. I ain't hit Miami yet. Miami have not experienced all what there is in the fierceness of me. They have not experienced that yet, but I'm destined trying to get to Miami. But anyway, that's on a whole other page. So traveling and living in New York, New Orleans, Boston, Hawaii as a half musician, half visual artist. I like that combination. I really do. I really like the combination. So they're trying to absorb as much music as possible through osmosis and a good jam. Now listen, they got it all up here. This is bad. This is sweet. This is tough. They got some hot stuff right here. It's called Pomelo. And I love this sound. It's saucy. It's jazzy. It's bad. It's laid back. You can get in the zone. You know, y'all check this out up in here. Here we go.
Waiting for
Oh my goodness, I'm looking, going through the Twitter profile of Don Lemon, journalist. You know, I'm not going to even comment. It's a video. I'm not going to get into it because once I get started on stuff that's political and has to do with hate crime, no, I don't care who's involved. I'm going to say what I got to say, and the police is just dead wrong on that one. So anyway, I am pretty much out of time. I love that jazz number, Pomelo. Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? Listen. You know, I hate to bring up this guy, but he's really super bad. This guy that lives in Atlanta, not really Atlanta, but he lives in one of the suburbs. So anyway, we had a little thing for a little while. A little while, can I say that? His name was John Campbell. John Campbell, he's one of the baddest musicians in Atlanta. He really is. He's one of the baddest musicians in Atlanta. And I'm telling you, his music is played all over the place. It's like, it didn't excite me. It wasn't a big deal to me. So he would always come to my house and visit. I would go to his house and visit, and yada, 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 boom, bada, boom. We stayed together for a little while. And so when we went out one time on a date, and he says, hey, Adrian, you hear this music? And I've told you guys this story before. He says, hey, you hear this music? We were in the elevator going up to the restaurant. I said, yeah, I hear it. He said, that's one of my songs. I says, oh, okay, yeah, okay. And so I said, really nice. And that was it. So I wasn't, like, getting ready to put him on a pedestal, but we on a date. I'm like, nah, I don't do that. So we went to the restaurant. We went in the place, and we're having a really nice dinner and everything. And he does it again. He says, hey, Adrian, you hear this playing? I said, yeah, I hear it, John. I said, what? And he says, well, that's another one of my plays. I said, okay, it's really nice, really nice. So the thing is this. This song, Pomelo, and matter of fact, John, he kept saying it the whole time, and it was not that he was trying to make himself bigger than himself. He really is really huge in Atlanta. His real name is not John Campbell. He just uses that name, so that's why I'm saying John Campbell, because that's just the name that he uses. It's not his real name. So anyway, the song Pomelo is hot. It could be playing in elevators everywhere. It really can. It can happen. That's why I always say that it can happen. 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 And that song is hot, hot, hot. It is like 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus. I could really imagine this song being played in piano bars, you know, jazz clubs, if you have it, if you want that, or clubs, cigar clubs. You know where the guys like to get together and smoke cigars, and nothing wrong with that. People have these ideas, and ain't nothing wrong with smoking a cigar. You know what I'm talking about. And you want the music to be really cool and laid back, you know. I could imagine that in a place like that. I really could, because it is really hot and it is going on. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You know they hate it. Hold up. Fierce, fierce.